Taylor Swift fails to take out Marsha Blackburn. By Justin Caruso on November 6, 2018. Pop superstar Taylor Swift's endorsement of Democratic Senate candidate Phil Bredesen failed to persuade the great people of Tennessee on Tuesday. The race was called for Tennessee Republican Representative Marsha Blackburn, RTN 07, at around 8:05 p.m. She handily defeated her Democratic opponent, former Governor Phil Bredesen, whom Swift gave a full-throated endorsement. The 28-year-old singer broke longtime silence on politics last month to endorse Bredesen and Cooper, saying that Bredesen's opponent Marsha Blackburn has a voting record that appalls and terrifies her. "As much as I have in the past and would like to continue voting for women in office, I cannot support Marsha Blackburn," the Bad Blood singer said. "Her voting record in Congress appalls and terrifies me. She voted against equal pay for women. She voted against the reauthorization of the Violence Against Women Act, which attempts to protect women from domestic violence, stalking, and date rape. She believes businesses have a right to refuse service to gay couples. She also believes they should not have the right to marry. These are not my Tennessee values." Swift also blasted America's terrifying and sickening amounts of systemic racism. "I believe in the fight for LGBTQ rights, and that any form of discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender is wrong. I believe that the systemic racism we still see in this country towards people of color is terrifying, sickening, and prevalent." Swift also used her speech at the American Music Awards, AMAs, in October to promote voting following her endorsement of Democrats, urging her fans to get out and vote. The Grammy winner went so far as to celebrate voting for Bredesen. Finally, the Shake It Off singer pleaded with her fans to vote on Election Day Tuesday, saying, "I'm seeing a lot of underestimation of young voters and this new generation who now have the right to vote just in the last couple of years. But these are people who grew up post-9/11, they grew up with school shooting drills at their schools. These are people who want to vote," she added.